You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Joining us now from WIP in Philadelphia. He is on every afternoon, and he joins us now, Spike Eskin. Spike, thanks so much for jumping on the show.
For sure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Let's jump right into it. The Philadelphia Phillies are here in Milwaukee. Crazy game on Monday, day off, where I assume everybody just went golfing or went on brewery tours yesterday here in Milwaukee. But Phillies have the second-best record in the National League to the Brewers. How, in overall, are you feeling about the Philadelphia Phillies right now?
I'd say pretty good. As good as you could feel after losing their best pitcher and probably best player a couple weeks ago, and with how last season ended. I think the issue last year was they got off to a really hot start first 2 months of the season, and then basically from All-Star break on, they were a 500 or below 500 team. And you could feel it coming toward the end of the year. You sort of knew what was going to happen, even though the record looked good. And they seem to be flipping it a little bit this year. They took a much bigger swing at the deadline with Duran, and they had a good August. So, you know, like every team in the National League, every team in baseball has some sort of flaw. They're not flawless, but feeling pretty good overall.
How ridiculous is Kyle Schwarber right now?
Yeah, it's crazy too, because like when, you know, he hit home runs a few years ago, but he also hit .198 or something. So for him to, and I actually think physically he's gotten in much better shape. He's not a speed demon by any means, but he's lost a few pounds and he looks a little leaner, and he is just locked in, man. You want to talk about a contract year? He is making sure he will get every dollar possible this offseason. He's been great.
No doubt. He is fun to watch, and I know that game he had against the Braves where he had the four home runs, and then he comes up and bats against like their backup shortstop, and you knew he just wanted it. He just got under it a little bit. But that was a fun moment there in Philadelphia.
Yeah, it was. And you sort of, like, you knew going up against the position player that was going to happen. Like, that was the one time he wasn't going to be able to hit a home run was that
one. Of course.
And that guy must have been throwing, if I remember, he's throwing balls in, like, the upper 40s.
Yeah, he was not throwing hard.
No, yeah. It was a great moment, though, especially it came after just the worst series of the year against the Mets. They got swept at Citi Field, and then they come home, scored 19 runs, and he hits four home runs. So it was a nice little palate cleanser from the Mets series.
Absolutely. We got Spike Eskin from WIP in Philadelphia here on Middays with Thunder, the fan guest hotline brought to you by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. So the Phillies win game one on Monday, just a crazy game, back and forth. Brewers had the early lead. And we're here in Milwaukee trying to figure out the bullpen and what the best arms are going to be. You know, you mentioned it With the addition of Duran, that's kind of settled things in your bullpen. But as we get into the last month of the season, what does Philly have to do right to make sure they keep the Mets at bay, which I feel like will be pretty easy because I'm not a believer in the Mets, but make sure you have an opportunity to challenge the Brewers and or make sure you keep that second spot, which does give you the bye in the playoffs.
I think their starters have thrown a lot of innings this year, and I think signing Walker Buehler, like at least to stretch the starting rotation out a little bit. You know, I think they'll go to a 6-man rotation for the final 3 weeks. I think getting the starters a little, forgetting about winning the division, which I agree with you, I think they'll do. I think preparing for the playoffs, I think getting the starters a little bit of a breather would be good. And then from a bullpen perspective, Orion Kerkering's a guy who like has been really good all year and has not been good for the last 2 or 3 weeks. So I think getting him on the right track. And then the lineup is as the lineup goes. It's they always seem to either, it always seems to work or not work. Like sure. Yeah, either the Phillies are a lineup that you're terrified of or like they won't get a hit till the sixth inning. So in fact, that's what I thought we were going to get on Monday.
Right. It looked that way through four. You know, it was 5-1. Harper hit a solo home run, but that was it.
Yep. And the Phillies are not usually good against, like, if they're facing a rookie pitcher they've never seen before, you can almost guarantee they're not getting a hit for the first 4 or 5 innings.
Yep.
But I don't know what they can do about the offense. I think they just have to really cross their fingers they're hot at the right time. I think making sure the starters have as much gas as they can have going into the playoffs and getting the bullpen, getting everyone who you have any faith in as right as you can in the bullpen is probably their best bet.
And then from Philadelphia, what do you see with this Milwaukee Brewers team? Like, I know, you know, we often will say here in Milwaukee that we're disrespected and that nobody pays attention to Milwaukee. And that's fine. Listen, if the East Coast and West Coast want to just like fly over the middle of the country, we get that that's part of the deal. But I do feel like having the best record in baseball, you know, we've seen whether it's on MLB Network or on ESPN or whatever, the coverage of the Brewers has ramped up at least a little bit. What do you see about this Brewers team that has gotten it to where it is? You know, is there respect for this Brewers team? Are people paying attention at all to the Brewers this year?
Oh, I think they are. I think that the difficulty is I think people have trouble because there's not players that they've heard of, right? Like from a star power perspective, I don't think the Brewers sit with the Dodgers or the Phillies or even the Padres, the Mets, blah, blah, blah. I think that the thing that worries me about the Brewers from a Phillies perspective is that the Phillies are not a particularly good fundamental baseball team, and they're a better defensive team than they used to be, but still, I wouldn't say very good. Yep. And the Brewers just constantly put pressure on those things.
Yes.
And I think like because they're always doing that, because they're always sort of putting you in a position to screw up. And if you have a team who's willing to screw up, which the Phillies are, like that Bryson Stott error on Monday was just, Bryson Stott's a good defensive player, but it feels like the Brewers are always putting you in a position to have to make the right play, and the Phillies don't always make the right play, and the Brewers do. So I'd be reasonably confident in a series. I'm not terrified of the Brewers or anything, but they do sort of, I think, have the kind of a team that can make the Phillies look bad in a 7-game series.
The way we say that, Spike, here in Milwaukee, is that the Brewers make you play baseball. They make you play baseball for all 27 outs. They don't give up any outs. They could be down 7-1. They could be up 7-1. And more often than not, they're going to make you play baseball the entire game.
Yep, absolutely. Now, baseball many times just comes down to, in the playoffs, the biggest payrolls. I mean, that like more times than not, it comes down to it. But it doesn't come down to that for every series, right? It might come down to that for, you know, you might see the Dodgers and the Yankees in the World Series, but remember, it wasn't the big payroll that won every single round. So you can't win. You don't get runs for spending $300 million. Like the Phillies can spend all they want. They still have to produce. So I wouldn't be basically, I want to play anybody but the Mets in the playoffs at this point. As much as you don't believe in them, and I don't think they're very good either, they sort of have the Phillies number. So I'll feel okay about any series against any team that isn't the Mets.
Gotcha. That's fair. Spike Eskin, WIP. He's on in the afternoons in Philadelphia. We're talking Phillies and Brewers game two tonight at 6:40 here in Milwaukee. Game three tomorrow. It's a 3:10 mid-afternoon, kind of a weird one. I think it's because school started already, because usually the afternoon games are 1:10, but I think they backed it up a couple hours because school has started, so more of the kids can either get to the game or watch the game. And I'm sure you'll be watching the game tomorrow, but I'm sure you'll also be a little busy thinking about your opener tomorrow night, as it's Cowboys and Eagles. I got to say, like, everybody around the NFL should be jealous of whoever hosts that game, that opening Thursday night game, because it means you are the defending champions. How are you feeling about the Eagles this year?
Cautiously optimistic. Mm-hmm. Like, they have a couple of holes on defense because of guys that they ended up letting go, but everybody has a couple of holes somewhere. Sure. I think the thing that you worry about is the thing that you really can't tell until you're halfway through the season is, like, do these guys have it in them to do it again? There's a reason that most teams don't repeat. It's really, really hard. They were reasonably lucky with injuries last year. Saquon touched the ball.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
500 times last year, so that running backs typically don't do great the year after that. So, but those are all things that we would have to see. I think by and large, like, they're probably the most talented team in the league, or one of the few most talented teams in the league. So optimistic, but aware of what could be coming.
As Dallas comes in, I got to ask about the reaction to the Micah Parsons trade. You know, we've all talked about it. Obviously, I was on the air. You know, Sparky's our afternoon guy. He was on vacation last week. So, of course, I'm watching. Christian Yelich is up. The Brewers are down 6-4 in the bottom of the ninth. And Christian Yelich is up with two men on. And I'm, like, watching the TV. I'm like, man, this would be amazing, you know, if Yelich could get a hit here. And then my producer, Charlie, says they made the trade. And I said, no, I didn't believe it. Like, I literally, like, I'm looking at my phone. And I'm like, no, I don't believe you. Like, first of all, there's no way Dallas is trading him until next week at the earliest, but maybe even into the season. There's no way the Packers made the trade. Like, what are you? I mean, I was just totally shocked. Were you on the air at the time? What was your initial reaction?
Yeah, it was funny. We do a thing every year with the Eagles Autism Foundation, like a 2-day radiothon thing. Mm-hmm. And we were wrapping it up, like, with the executive director of the radiothon, like, you know, getting the final tally, how much we raised, but my producer and co-host is in my ear, Jack, just saying, they trade Parsons. And so I'm like, I'm trying to be respectful and wrap up the radiothon in the right way.
I get that, yep.
But then immediately, as soon as she gets up, we're like, all right, they trade Parsons. I think the The initial reaction was to laugh at the Cowboys because they're a rival. But like, to me, it's like, I would rather see Micah Parsons on the less threatening Cowboys than on the more threatening Packers.
Yep.
To be honest, like I, you know, Ike made the point yesterday. My co-host Ike was just like, well, you know, you're playing the Cowboys twice a year, every year, and you don't know that with the Packers. And maybe you'll play the Packers in the playoffs, and maybe you won't. But the Micah Parsons on the Cowboys, you could lose a game during the year that changes everything. He's like, I'd rather have him on the Packers. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. For me, for this year, it's like the Packers were one of the couple of teams in the NFC that you worry about, and they added, you know, one of the four or five best edge players in the NFL, maybe one of the three best. So glad the Cowboys don't have him. Wish they traded him to the Chargers or something, you know, instead of the Packers.
Yeah, I think that's what that was one of the things that was so surprising to us is like, you know, we didn't believe the Packers gave up a ton, you know, two firsts and Kenny Clark. It's something, but it's certainly not as significant as we thought it would be. And like, couldn't the Patriots or somebody in the AFC have offered the same thing, which meant that Dallas got, you know, I haven't watched the Cowboys documentary, but I know that Jerry Jones talks about it, that loss to the Packers 2 years ago in the playoffs where they got absolutely blown out at home was one of the worst of his career. Like, how do you send this guy to Green Bay? Don't you try to make sure you send him to the AFC at a minimum?
It's so weird because he's not Luka, right? At all. You know, I'm not a big Luka guy. So if you want to make the argument to me that his body's not going to hold up and capitalize now when he has the most value, I'll let you make that argument. What I won't let you make is the argument that all you needed to get was Anthony Davis and one first round pick.
Exactly.
I could understand you're paying Dak Prescott, you're paying CeeDee Lamb. You can make the argument you should trade Micah Parsons to me. You can make that argument. You can't make the argument that you shouldn't have done it in March and you shouldn't have gotten more than two first round picks and you shouldn't have sent him to a, like, not a divisional rival, but a rival nonetheless.
Absolutely, a rival. Yep.
Yeah, it was really, to me, like, Jerry Jones has always sort of gotten away with all of this, you know, the sort of mismanagement, the goofy stuff with players. To me, this signals that he might, like, that might be over, you know, and
yeah. Yep.
It could be the beginning of a very long, you know, 5 to 7 years for the Cowboys, I think.
Now, there has to be some level of you that's just like laughing at the Cowboys, though, right? Like, Eagles guy, like, it's fun when the Cowboys are down, right?
Yes, of course. Now, there was, we talked a little bit about yesterday, that I don't want them to be too down because I do like the rivalry. And when one team's no good, yeah, well, the Commanders weren't any good for years. We didn't hear anything from their fans ever. And then they were good last year, and that made it kind of fun to beat them. You know, the Giants have been a disaster for a while. Before last year, the Commanders have been a disaster for a while. It just doesn't feel like the Eagles have any, like, their natural division rivals have not been very threatening for a while. So, you know, there's part of me that, yes, I laugh at them, but it's a little more fun when they're a little more threatening than I think they might be this year.
Spike Eskin joining us on Middays with Thunder. And Spike, I got to ask about A.J. Dillon. I know he's listed as third on the depth chart. We have an affinity for A.J. Dillon. You know, he was the mayor of Door County, which is a popular tourist spot just north of Green Bay. Is he part of the mix this year? He did a lot with kids and like book readings and stuff like that. Is he become part of the team? Is he in the mix this year?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I think so. I mean, they have a second year player named Will Shipley, who I think will probably be the primary backup for Saquon. But if they're really going to get Saquon fewer touches this year, which I think they have to. I think they probably have to use both guys. Okay. And Dillon looked good. Dillon good in camp. So from all reports. So yeah, I think, and it does seem like he is the spirit around him. It seems like he's a good guy. Like he wants to be integrated into Philadelphia. So it makes you nervous every time you hear about a neck injury. So
right.
I hope
it does. But it does.
As long as he stays healthy, I think he'll be around. I think you'll see him. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, you know, his nickname here was Quadzilla because his quads are so crazy. And he wrote like a kid's book about like you know, a kid being bullied for their, you know, and then like, and I was at a book reading with him probably just like a month before they announced he was out for the year last year. And I agree, like he is like, he's one of those guys who like you're in the room with him and he's always got a smile on his face. And so I think he'll be, you know, I know we heard a lot about how the Eagles were like a close knit team last year. And I would assume he would mesh in very well with that. So what is your expectation for the Eagles this year? Like, and is Philly, I mean, are people geared up for a run at the repeat? It's obviously, it's hard to win. It's hard to win one Super Bowl. It's even harder to win back-to-back. What are reasonable expectations for the Eagles this year?
I don't think it's reasonable to say I think they're going to win the Super Bowl again. I like that. That seems like it could happen, but I wouldn't project it to happen. I think a reasonable expectation is, hey, win 12 games, win the division, and then see what happens in the playoffs. See how healthy you are. See what's gone wrong, what's gone right. Those sorts of things. It's not much of a take, and it's like I guess it's just I wouldn't bet on them winning the Super Bowl again. I just don't know the reason why they're not going to. I just know there are a lot of reasons why they wouldn't. So my, you know, whether it's Saquon gets hurt, whether it's the defense, whether they can't figure out the edge and the cornerback and the safety thing because they've lost players there, whether it's just, right, you know, they have a really tough schedule. If they were on their, the only reason the Giants have a tougher schedule than the Eagles is because the Eagles are on the Giants schedule and the, yes, Giants are on the Eagles schedule.
That's so, 2 games a year.
Yep. And it's like, you know, it's a tough schedule. So I think if they can win the division, win 12 games, and then see what happens during the playoffs, I think is a reasonable expectation. I don't think anybody's going to get mad if they don't win the Super Bowl again. I don't think anybody wants to get embarrassed in the first round by the Bucks again, but
no.
As long as we can avoid an embarrassing end of the season, I think it's a pretty reasonable. I think everybody would be pretty reasonable about it.
And talking about expectations real quick, last thing for you, Spike. You know, here in Green Bay and here in Wisconsin, we're trying to figure out what does the Micah Parsons trade mean in terms of expectations, because people already thought the Packers were good, a playoff team, maybe half a notch behind Detroit and a notch behind Philly, but Micah Parsons certainly makes that up. And so what I said the past couple of days is that I think this means that the Packers need to make a Super Bowl within the next 3 years. I don't know what it means about winning a Super Bowl, because on any given Sunday, anything weird can happen.
Yeah.
But I think the expectation with Jordan Love improving, getting better, I think the expectation for this Packers team should be that they get to a Super Bowl in the next 3 years. Do you think that's fair?
Oh, yeah. Then why do you make the trade otherwise?
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Like,
exactly. You can't have
a quarterback that you're confident in, pay him $50 million, trade for a defensive end, pay that guy $47 million a year. And even last year, like, we're considered in the mix. Like, it's not like the Eagles beat the hell out of the Packers in that playoff game last year.
No, it was a decent game.
I think they're, you know, getting to the Super Bowl is hard, all things considered, but I think that's an absolutely fair expectation after the Parsons trade.
Spike Eskin, afternoon host, WIP in Philadelphia. Well, if our baseball teams match up again in the playoffs, you know who I'll be calling. And I'm gonna wish the Phillies bad luck today and tomorrow, but good luck the rest of the way after that. And we'll talk to you down the line, Spike.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.